Governor McCrory and Raleigh's Mayor Nancy McFarlane held a joint news conference earlier today at the Executive Mansion. They spoke before an audience of park advocates, state lawmakers, and members of the business community who've long supported the idea to repurpose the Dorothea Dix campus.
This agreement allows the creation of a destination park in our state capital, protects our state taxpayers, and continues to honor the legacy of Dorothea Dix. How's that for good news?
The stretch of property marked by rolling green hills and huge hardwood trees sits in the heart of downtown Raleigh. For years, it housed a mental hospital named after a 19th century activist who created the first generation of what were then referred to as mental asylums. The state owns the property, but will sell it to the city of Raleigh for $52 million. Governor McCrory says he's pleased with the deal.
As governor, I just make this commitment that Aldona Voss and I, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, will work with the General Assembly to ensure that we use these proceeds to provide mental health services, something that I think would honor and continue to honor the legacy of Dorothea Dix and the countless people who have served this facility and, by the way, will continue to serve this facility for the next several years.
McCrory and McFarlane officially signed an agreement at the news conference. This came after the Raleigh City Council approved the terms of the sale in a special meeting held earlier this morning. North Carolina's previous governor, Beverly Perdue, also signed a deal with McFarlane back in 2012. But General Assembly lawmakers felt the sale price was too low, which forced the state and the city back into negotiations. Mayor McFarlane says land deals of this magnitude take time, patience, and a willingness to work through the details.
Securing these 300-plus acres for the generations to come demonstrates to the rest of the world that North Carolina has vision and the wherewithal to see that that vision comes to a reality. Making wise decisions about our land use will become increasingly critical.
But there's more that has to happen before this agreement is legally binding. State and city administrations must put together a contract, and that must be approved by the Council of State, a group of 10 elected officials who meet with the governor every month. Governor McCrory says he's spoken with the presumptive state speaker of the House and the president pro tem of the Senate, and he doesn't anticipate legislative opposition to the deal. Other lawmakers who attended the ceremony today don't either.
The last one was a midnight deal that didn't even follow the Executive Budget Act.
Paul Stamm is a Republican member of the State House of Representatives. He says this arrangement is better for all parties concerned.
Much more transparent and a better deal for the state. And by that, it means it's a better deal for mentally ill people because the money going to the state is going to be used for mental health.
But if the deal is approved by the Council of State, which is expected, it will take time to finalize some of the details. The city of Raleigh has to come up with $52 million to buy the property. The state has also agreed to move the Department of Health and Human Services, which is currently housed on the campus. McCrory says state officials will begin work on a long-term transition plan. Meanwhile, advocates who fought to turn the Dix property into a park say they're thrilled about today's announcement. Gregory Poole Jr. heads the Dix Visionaries, an advocacy group that fought for years for the park.
It's exciting, we think, to have this opportunity, not just for Raleigh, but now it's going to be for our entire state. It's going to be our great park. It's going to be our central park.
Poole says he's looking forward to the day when all North Carolinians can enjoy and make use of what will become the state's largest municipal park. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.